Today's podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation. Woo! We've got a lot to cover here. We got a little bit of ground to get through. This is the Place to Be Nation's NBA Team Podcast. I am your co-host, Andrew Reich. I am joined by Adam Murray. Adam, are you ready?
I am ready. This is our season finale. Did you enjoy the season?
It was more enjoyable than I thought because of the fact that there was more trepidation towards certain teams than we probably even imagined. After the problem is the free agency / transactional phase of the NBA has become so much more intriguing than the regular season and even the postseason at times that you almost have to look back on the postseason with a little bit more rose colored glasses than you do while you're actually in the postseason. Like, I mean, you're looking at the Raptors and the Warriors. Who is imagining a situation like this? You know, where their two teams are just not going to be finals relevant. It's kind of crazy.
The ending was good. The season itself was kind of a dud. Mm-hmm. But they gave us these crazy twist endings for next year. So,
you know, a season without LeBron in the playoffs was kind of strange. We hadn't seen that since 2005. You know, the Lakers strike back, the Empire, they struck back with the trade for Anthony Davis, which is it still trying to get consummated or finalized or whatever word that they're trying to use?
There's so many pieces and so many people are connected. I think mm-hmm. they're just, you know, they're making sure everybody can go over, and it should be done if it already, well, everybody knows it's done. Well,
we can actually just kind of get right into it with that, because that was the first big shoe to drop, which was Anthony Davis going to the Lakers. Obviously, the trade hasn't been finalized because it has to do with the fact that they were trying to keep as much cap space as possible out of the hope of getting Kawhi Leonard, but swerve! He went to the LA Clippers, and then the Clippers got Paul George in a trade where they gave up, I can't even remember how many draft picks, it's like four of them over an eight-year span, along with Danilo Gallinari and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Let's just hit this from two points. First of all, getting Kawhi Leonard is a gigantic win for the Clippers, obviously, and getting Paul George is a victory, but at what cost?
Well, they simply gave up their entire future. They gave up five first-round picks, like three of their own and two of Miami's picks. So they're giving out picks to 2026. And, you know, they gave up Gallinari, who was nothing. They like Gilgeous-Alexander. Okay, whatever. But to get a top five player, top, you know, he was almost, you know, first team all defense.
Yeah.
So,
two-time finals MVP, right? Or are we talking about Paul George?
Well, Kawhi getting Paul George. So it's just an amazing, you know, hey, you know, oh, you get me Paul George. Like, what? I didn't know those two were friends. And it was just like, okay, it's all very weird. But
it was like right after the Summer League game where Zion played RJ Barrett, and it's like, you know, a lot of people are paying attention to that. And then just about an hour or two after that game's over, the news just drops like a bomb.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, L.A. gave up everything to get Davis, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, crap, now we have nothing for Kawhi, so we're out of the sweepstakes.
And, well, there was this long standoff between the Clippers and the Lakers with the $32 million in cap space, where it became clearly obvious that it was going to be one of those two, whereas the Toronto was going to go into the tax to try to keep him because they could, you know, because that's a player that was on their books already. So that was a little bit different for Toronto. They were able to keep him. It wasn't like Toronto was out of the sweepstakes. It just shocks people that a team that did everything right, that made the trade to Kawhi Leonard, then wins the NBA championship with Kawhi Leonard, still cannot keep him. That was the kind of the shocker.
It's no fault. It's one of those, hey, you want us a title, who cares? Thank you very much. We got our title. We're happy. You wanted to move on the whole time.
Yeah, banners last forever. Yeah.
So it was, you know, thank you for coming. That's cool. It wasn't just you know, we ran out of town like Kyrie. It was just hey, you know, appreciate what you've done. Good luck in your future endeavors. But it was a shock.
I think Raptors fan are more hurt than that. I don't think it's like, oh, thanks so much, and like patch all that.
I don't think they're hurt. They're just more sort of like, oh man, that sucks. But again, how much can you hurt if you just win the title? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. You could be a lottery team now. You won the title. The Florida Marlins. Okay, you won the title. Well,
now it's like the Dallas Mavericks in 2011 was a team they were often compared to, and now it's a very apt comparison because that was a team that really had a shot at winning the championship that one year, and then they sort of had to exhale, and that kind of feels the same way with the Raptors with Kawhi leaving. You know, a little bit of a different scenario, but the situation is the same where you win a championship, and then the next year you're not going to be contending for a championship. I mean, the other problem is Kawhi sort of screwed them based on the timing because they don't have a lot of cap space to make moves, and they're so late in the game that the Lakers kind of picked up whatever they could with their cap space, which was if you want to just bounce.
Okay, let's just finish. We're getting too fast. Let's first talk Clippers.
Okay. With the Clippers, what did you think about – I mean, they didn't really make any other moves. You know, you got Mo Harkless in there.
They got Mo Harkless. They got Rodney Magruder. They re-signed Zubac, and they re-signed Patrick Beverley. So they already had a team. They already had a huge – you know, you have the sixth player of the year and the runner-up to the sixth man of the year.
They lost Garrett Temple to the Nets, so that was one thing. They also had cut Tyrone Wallace.
They have who they have, and now they're going to be, you know, a defensive – you know, the defensive, you know, the odds-on favorite. So they gave up all their future for this. And that's sort of what, you know, the Presti was like, okay, Toronto, are you going to give up five picks along with Cy Kam? And they're like, no, we're not giving up five picks because, you know, our team is too old. And, you know, he couldn't give up.
They would have had to rebuild from the scratch if that was the case, and they wouldn't have any draft picks to do it. So
it's a huge bounty. That they got. So they paid a huge price. It wasn't like, oh, it's just Gallinari, but he sucks. No. You're giving up all your picks up until 2026, in addition to swapping in between. So that's what they got. The Lakers struck out, as you said, because they gave up everything.
With the $32 million, they got DeMarcus Cousins, Jared Dudley, Troy Daniels, Quinn Cook, and Danny Green.
You got Danny Green, Caldwell Pope.
Danny Green, and also they re-signed Rajon Rondo and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and JaVale McGee. So you got a little bit of the same crew, but you got a few additions. Cousins going with Davis was sort of interesting.
Now, here's a question for you. Is that karma? Not the injuries. Not the, you know, because you can't blame somebody for getting injured. He had a $20 million deal on the table from New Orleans. He passed it up, took the five-year deal with Golden State, and then all of a sudden this year there was zero market for him and nobody wanted him. And now he's forced to take
I don't want to begrudge Cousins too much in public. But, you know, there is some parts of that where you say, you know, karma did catch up to you. But the thing with Cousins is he's still an effective player. The problem was he had some moments in the finals where he looked completely out of it because he was playing on one leg. But can he be an effective player in the regular season with playing alongside Davis and with Kyle Kuzma and LeBron James? Sure. Like, well, I can see him being a decent player.
When is Kuzma going to play?
Kuzma's going to play the four, probably.
What's LeBron playing?
LeBron will play the point guard.
So LeBron is a point. Yeah, Danny Green at the two. You're going to put Kuzma and then Davis and Boogie? I don't think so.
It's a weird matchup, yes. Like, it's something that I don't know if it's going to work for an 82-game season.
Small ball is going to murder them, then, if that's the case.
Well, they did try to get a little bit of shooting with guys like Cook, and, you know, Danny Green is a good three-point shooter at times. Green is weird because he has entire seasons where he doesn't shoot the ball well from three, and then he bounces back the next year. You know, Troy Daniels is a good shooter. So, you know, just a couple of decent moves, but nothing. I mean, yeah, you said the word struck out. I would probably say the same thing.
And like, then move, you know, since everything is intertwined in this, the two main losers from this, Oklahoma City and Toronto.
Did the Thunder really lose? They got a future now.
No, they don't have a future because they got nothing. They could very well... You know, where is their peak now? An 8 seed?
Oh, at this point, probably so. They're probably the same exact situation they were before they got Paul George, where, you know, you're going to be a first round and out.
Then they might just miss the playoffs altogether.
I don't think they'll miss the playoffs altogether. I think they're too good for that.
Okay,
know,
so here's a
with
question.
Gallinari in the fold.
Last year, the Lakers didn't make it. Which team are they bumping out this year? San Antonio,
Well,
Golden State, or Oklahoma City?
I don't think San Antonio's getting out of the playoffs. I think they're going to stay. And who's the other ones? Golden State might miss the playoffs.
Well,
I
it's
might go
between
that
Golden
far.
State and Oklahoma City who's going to miss it.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about Golden State. You know, they lost Kevin Durant to the Nets, and then they just immediately made a like a impulse. I thought an impulsive decision to sign D'Angelo Russell. Now, you like the D'Angelo Russell move.
You're getting ahead of yourself yet again. Let's go. The other loser, technically the loser, Toronto. They waited for everybody, and then, well, the market had shut down and was, the market was gone. It was like a storm was coming. Therefore, everybody got their milk and bread, and there's nothing left in the store. So they were just left getting Matt Thomas and Stanley Johnson.
Yes, so very much so a bear cupboard for Toronto. The one good news is that Kyle Lowry's at the end of his deal. So if you want to start from scratch, and also Marc Gasol. So if you want to start from scratch, then you can do it. Or, you know, Masai Ujiri did not necessarily turn down that deal yet for the Wizards job. Do you think he might leave
No, he
still?
turned it down.
Yeah, but he could change his mind. I mean, that's not,
Oh,
I
he's
mean,
always a
listen.
gym, but Washington's a dumpster fire in their own right. But okay, now moving on to your Golden State. It's all started with Kevin Durant saying, "Thank you, I'm gone. I'm going to Brooklyn."
Let me ask you this. What did you think was the realistic chance that they were going to be able to re-sign Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant? I know that the news was out there that Bob Myers, he was like going out there with Steph Curry to try to get Durant back, but did you really think that the Warriors were going to pay that kind of a luxury tax for two players that were going to be on the shelf for an entire season? I thought it was highly unlikely.
Oh no, that's why they gave Klay. Once they realized Durant was leaving, they gave
Yeah,
Klay the max
Klay
deal.
Thompson got 5 years, 190 million.
They maxed him out, and then they like we mentioned, they lost Boogie Cousins, so they replaced him with Willie Cauley-Stein, who was angry that he's good and he wants to get paid. Well, he didn't get paid, and he took like a 1-year deal on it, but it wasn't.
Yeah, nobody knows yet. Glenn Robinson the third is in there too.
It wasn't a lot, and then. Like you said, the big trade for D'Angelo Russell, which
Yeah.
you're confused about. I think it's Klay insurance to keep him relevant. And then once Klay gets healthy, they'll flip him at the deadline.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, any of these contracts that are being signed can be traded by December, I want to say. But it doesn't necessarily mean that I think Russell's going to be like something that people are going to hang over their head. Oh, yeah, we can just trade him whenever we want. Like, I don't know about that. But I think they value him. I think they want him to play point guard, whereas Curry can play off the ball. But is that.
Well, they both can play off the ball, and he'll have Klay as the three. They could do that, but again, I still think they could easily flip that if they want to. He will have
You mentioned
that.
Cousins being gone. Quinn Cook is also gone. Jordan Bell, they had to let go because they're hard capped, meaning like when you're a tax-paying team and then you sign that extension with Clay, now you're like pinching for pennies to get any kind of players. So that's why D'Angelo Russell was a sign and trade, because they had to use cap they had to use cap space to fit him in. Also meant bye bye to Andre Iguodala. So the Iguodala era in Golden State after like 6 or 7 years is over.
Yep, and okay, Brooklyn, they decided to stock up this year. They got
But
Kyrie
it's a
and they
giant
got
two.
Durant who wanted to
The
play
problem with the
together.
Nets is that it's a giant to be continued because Durant's not going to play next year.
Yeah, it's a 1-year thing, but it is a though really it was those two who were friends and want to play together. It was very
Well, look at
odd,
Kawhi and Paul
like.
George. I mean, who expected that, you know?
Oh yeah, of course. But Brooklyn stocked up. We mentioned they got Kyrie for a max deal. They got Durant for a max deal. They also picked up Wilson Chandler, Garrett Temple, DeAndre Jordan for 4 years, which is a big
4 years
mistake.
for $40 million at $10 million a year, that seems like a lot.
I mean, that's not a lot of money. That's pretty cheap for a starting center, but he's washed up already. So why, it doesn't make sense why you're going to give 4 years to that. But again, they both took less for him to come in, so
I
it's
thought Temple was okay, and I think they're going to make it work with Taurean Prince. I think they actually want to use him, you know.
Oh yeah, Torian Prince came over from the
Yeah.
draft to the draft day trades
Yeah. Wilson Chandler.
and what they
Did you
send
mention
out
Wilson
Jamari
Chandler
Carroll.
already?
I did 1 year, 2.6 million.
I don't know
for
what
him.
he can do. You know, he didn't really prove much in as when he was like just basically a walking contract where people were just trying to like move his expiring. But I mean, we could see, we'll see what he can provide. You know, they obviously had to shuffle a lot of other stuff because of the fact that they had to make the room for Irving and Durant, like you know, the Allen Crabbe, Damari Carroll, Rondae Hollis Jefferson, I think, is out the mix. Would you say?
Yeah, he's been his cap hold has been lifted, and so then Boston was the one who, you know, they lose Kyrie, as it wasn't leave, it was mutual.
you say that out. So diplomatically. Kemba Walker went to the Celtics. Now, were you surprised? I don't want to get away from the Celtics. Were you surprised that the Charlotte Hornets lowballed Walker so badly?
I thought that was hilarious that they just, oh, I'll take less than a max. Well, yeah, that's what you say to be diplomatic. And then they go, okay, here's the max. And I was like, oh, no, we offered him 160. Oh, well, if I'm going to get 160, why don't I go to a place I want to go to for 140? It's not like I'm, you know, giving up 200 for 140.
Yeah, the deal is pretty much the same for any team that departs for another team. It's 4 for 141 based off of the cap projections for the luxury tax and such. So, So yeah, 4 years, $141 million for Kemba Walker. Not a lot of other like actual additions for Celtics.
Yeah, they lost Al Horford, so that really hurt them. So they get Enes Kanter, who can't play defense. They re-signed Daniel Tice for 2 years
They traded Aaron Baines.
With the Baines money. That was
Rozier was a sign and trade so that they could do the deal with Kemba Walker, but also because Charlotte wanted Rozier, but Rozier got – I mean, he got paid by Charlotte.
He did get paid, and then there's a French kid, Vincent Poirier, who you watch highlight clips, all he does is just dunk. So apparently I love YouTube clips to really tell the narrative.
Yes.
Yes, Charlotte. Charlotte continues there. We're lost. We don't know what to do.
Yeah.
How bad can we make our team? So they lose Kemba Walker, replace him with Rozier, and do nothing else. They lose Jeremy Lamb.
And Tony Parker retired.
Tony Parker retired. They renounced Frank Kaminsky. Their team is just bad.
Yeah, I didn't even have Kaminsky on my list because he was so irrelevant at this point. I think he went to the Suns, didn't he?
He did go to the Suns along with Aaron Baines.
Yes.
We'll just mention
Phoenix. Yeah. They also made a draft day trade with TJ Warren. Really the whole thing was just to clear space so that they could get Ricky Rubio. That was really what it was about.
3 years, $51 million. I like that signing. That's a great, you know, for a team of and they let Josh Jackson go for
to Memphis. Yes, which they kind of shocked me.
Everything Philly does is just how can we make ourselves look worse and be worse? And, well, we traded for all this. Well, let's just dump everybody. Hey, you know, we drafted Alex Len and Marquise Chris and Dragon Bender and Josh Jackson. You know what we should do? We should get rid of all of them for nothing because they're all terrible because we don't know what we're doing. That's what Phoenix does. And I mentioned Charlotte. They've done nothing.
You mentioned Horford leaving the Celtics. He went to the Sixers. Were you surprised he wound up in Philadelphia?
I was surprised that Philly was a team that would give him 4 years.
$109 million, you know,
He opted out because apparently he was told he has a 4-year deal waiting for him for $100 million. And we're like, what the hell? That's crazy. Then all of a sudden, Philly comes in, and which is a great move because that puts Philly on paper in the title game
Correct.
Right now.
Them
against,
probably Milwaukee in the East, would you say?
Philly over Milwaukee.
Because we can compare the Bucks and the Sixers in just a second.
They got Horford, and we'll work our way to the Milwaukee eventually as we just connect the Kevin Bacon dots here.
Well, it's all conspiracy. There's a it's like Charlie and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Charlie Day. Like it's all connected.
So yes, Charlie Day. You get Horford, constant professional, very high IQ. He's gonna give Embiid a break. He's gonna do Embiid's job of being that point center, which Embiid can't do because he likes to.
He's more of a defensive center who's more of a stationary, but he's much more effective in that vein than trying to do too much. I think that was the problem against Toronto is that they were asking Embiid to do too much.
Yeah, and pretty much, and for somebody who's on a minutes restriction has injury history, it's not the thing you want to do. And also, Jimmy Butler left. He decided to go to Miami, so they, I don't want to say panicked. I say panic. Everyone else was like, no. The Philly fans were like, no, it's a great signing. Tobias Harris for a max deal. He's totally worth it.
I did think it was smart, like, to get Josh Richardson in the sign and trade. I thought that was smart.
Oh, they got super lucky with him. They got the better end of the deal because of Butler's intensity. We're not going to mention his age. We're not going to mention all that. It's just his intensity sort of alienated players, as it has a history of doing so. So just getting this you know, upside kid who's still young, oh, that's a great deal. And then they maxed out Ben Simmons.
Yeah, well, Ben Simmons is one of those max extensions for the rookie class of 2016. The only ones that we've seen that got that deal already, you know, kind of like expressed to them were Ben Simmons, and the other one was Jamal Murray with the Nuggets. We don't really have to talk about the Nuggets because they didn't make any moves outside of the extension from –
Philly, also very smart move, got Kyle O'Quinn for 1 year as backup.
I'll say this for Philly. They're going to be a really good defensive team.
James Enos they re-signed. They got Raul Neto from Utah, and they signed Shake Milton to a four-year deal. And, Mike Scott they re-signed. Who cares? Off the, you know, did you know, remember this name? Norvell Powell.
Yes, I do. He played at St. John's, right?
No, he was a high school kid who tried to go pro, and nobody drafted him.
Okay.
And he was in, like, the Taiwanese B-League.
Well, I think he was going to go to St. John's, and he just went to the and he went overseas.
Yep, he got a two-way contract, which I thought was only mentioned because I knew who he was. So, okay, Philly, then we connect the dot now to Miami because they signed and traded for Butler, who wants to go to South Beach because apparently he was impressed the way you know, they gave Dwayne Wade his finale.
But the only thing that wasn't impressive was how they tried to do the sign and trade because it fell apart two or three different times before they actually consummated it.
Because they got Dallas in on it, but Dallas wanted Dragic, and they were gonna. But the was too much money for them to take in because apparently they still have more moves to do. So it was supposed to be Kelly Olynyk and
James Johnson,
No, it was I forget.
No. I don't know. Well, Derek Jones Jr.? Okay.
Yes, Derek Jones and Kelly Olynyk. Then they backed out of that, just saying, oh, we would rather just sign our own people. So then they had to look on to a different deal. So then it became a four-team trade.
Where Hassan Whiteside wound up with the Blazers.
Hassan Whiteside goes to the Blazers, and Evan Turner goes to Atlanta. And then Bazemore goes to
Portland, huh? Yeah, he went to Portland.
And were the Clippers involved somehow?
The Clippers got Rodney Magruder. The Clippers got Mo Harkless out of it.
And the Clippers get Mo Harkless around it. So that ties a bow in the
It was just a really complicated – it was just a complicated deal that they had to get done without Dragic because they couldn't – like you said with Dallas, they just couldn't make it work, so they had to add another team. Whiteside opted into his $25 million, and then they used that as a trade chip, and they moved him in the deal to go to Portland. What do you think of Portland now? A lot of people are talking about them as like a West favorite. Like, would you go that far?
Oh, well, they totally re-upped. You get Whiteside, you get rid of
Harkless, Aminu, Seth Curry's gone.
Seth Curry's gone. But they Rodney Hood re-signed. They get Anthony Tolliver for 1 year, and they get Mario Hezonja, who comparable.
Joseph Nurkic will be back, and then you drafted Nasir Little. So we'll see what happens.
So they stocked up. Pretty good. Atlanta did nothing. They just
that's the land of bad contracts. Yeah, they've taken on so far like three really bad contracts: Chandler Parsons, Alan Crabb, and Evan Turner. But they also were able to get rid of Miles Plumlee, Kent Bazemore,
But they swapped Bazemore for Evan Turner, which is a downgrade for them and an upgrade for Portland. So, that was like half the league who had signs and trades that were somehow all connected in all this, which is amazing. And part two will be the big loser, New York Knicks, and then the rest of the miscellaneous deals?
Yes, we will definitely go ahead and finish that up.
In the newest Marvel Age, the Sarcastic Four dive into the 1971 with the first of three parts. That's right, three parts covering of the year.
Okay, all three parts, huh?
The first of three parts, not all three.
Okay,
just the first.
Okay, I thought they just filmed them all. I thought they just recorded them all in one, and they're just trickling them out one by one.
Nope. The eighth episode of Laughing Theater has Andy welcoming the hard traveling fanboy Greg Phillips to watch one of the funniest movies of all times, Austin Powers: International Man of Mystery.
I actually do love that movie. Those are two of my favorite people, Andy and Greg. So.
All right, hard-traveling fanboys conclude X-Men month with Long Book Hunters reviewing Ed Piskor's ambitious X-Men grand design.
And that episode will probably come out when Dark Phoenix has already left theaters. So
hasn't it already left theaters?
I mean, that thing bomb, like dropped like a bomb. It was an absolute failure across the board.
DC for You, the newest weekly comic show on the Pop Feed, is Russell and Todd bringing us the monthly current events to DC comic world for June, and they probably have a July one up now. It's a monthly, so
yeah.
DC Comics.
Yeah, Todd's a great dude.
Songs with Friends, episode 29. Kenny Chesney's The Good Stuff and Fuel Shimmer.
Fuel Shimmer is a good song.
I don't even know Kenny Chesney, so.
Kenny Chesney is actually really good friends with Sean Payton, so a lot of people down here, they play a lot of his music.
Geek and Sassy, welcome Tim Capel to recap Season 2 and preview Season 3 of Stranger Things.
Ooh, they preview it or they review it?
Preview it. They probably have a review up by now as well, too.
From what I've been told, there's a lot of stuff going on in the third season.
And you join Glenn and Scott as they discuss and or debate the Democratic hopefuls for the presidential election in a new spectacular.
I'm not touching that.
So there's also the 80s song tournament, which is a tournament, and keep a look on the Facebook page, keep a look at that, and
I don't want to touch that Democratic one. Who you got
and on to segment two,
is it more wide open than the 2020 NBA season, or is the Democratic candidacy more open than that?
Well, all I need to say is just there's too many people, and you just wait till there's five left, which you know the top five are going to be, and then, okay, now it's normal. Then they also don't usually have this 2 years out in advance like they've been doing, so.
No, they had to get it out in the open because so many people were starting to open their campaigns.
Yeah, now they're going to close them, so.
And we're back.
So who's left? We got we teased with New York.
We just had all these teasers for the comic book shows. It feels like we're doing a lot of we were talking about a lot of superhero team ups at the top of the show with a lot of these teams. Like
okay,
the late
then group. Perfect segue. Modern day villain James Dolan.
Well, I don't know if he's as much a villain as he is sympathetic. Like, is there a point with the Knicks and with James Dolan where you almost feel sorry for the team because it's managed so poorly?
No, because all these players went there willingly. Mm-hmm. They all signed for the money. They all know we're not going to do anything. They promise their fans on hope every year, and every year it falls through. And so, you know, this year
was really weird. They got a bunch of role players, pretty much.
Well, number one, they thought we were going to get Zion, Durant, and
maybe Kyrie.
And Kyrie. And they got none of those. And they didn't offer Kyrie the max. They didn't even meet with Durant.
They rushed into the deal with Julius Randle for 3 years, $63 million.
However, we thought, okay, they're going to max out Tobias Harris. They're going to max out D'Angelo. They're going to give stupid five-year deals
to
lesser.
Yeah, they're
going to
give somebody a big deal. Yeah.
But they didn't. They gave all short-term deals. Why? Well, because they believe Giannis will sign with them in 2 years. And you just shake your head like, no, why?
No, that's not going to happen.
That's definitely not going to happen. So what they did is they signed a bunch of ninth men, which is all terrible players.
That's the funny part. When I was thinking about this and I was watching them in the summer league, you know, where they have a lot of their younger guys that play, except for Dennis Smith Jr. How many of these players that they signed are like bona fide starters outside of Randall? Like, is Bobby Portis a starter? Is Reggie Bullock a starter?
Oh, Bobby Portis is a starter, but he's the same position as Randall.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Ellington and Reggie Bullock are pretty much the same player.
Elfrid Payton. Well, don't you have Nikita Lita and then?
Well, they've been desperately trying to trade Nikita.
But you already have two point guards. You have Raul Atkins still from last year. Like, okay, so like you just said, you have Kevin Knox. Oh, we love him. Okay, let's get Bullock and Ellington, huh? Like everything they've gotten, like their team is just, they got all 8th and 9th men on the bench. So unless they're going to have like, hey, come get your bench players at the trade deadline. It was smart they gave 2-year deals out that they're not going to be, they'll be unburdened
Well, now
because.
that's they have downside guarantees. Like they in the second year of most of those contracts, they can just give them small guarantees and then let them go.
Oh yeah, but still, it's just a hard, hard downfall for them. We mentioned how Charlotte did nothing.
Yeah, the Bulls. Did you like anything they did? They got Tomas Satoransky and Thaddeus Young on contracts, and they drafted Kobe White.
No.
Okay.
Because Thaddeus Young, I thought they liked their Wendell Carter and Lauri Markkanen combination as their front court. So Thaddeus Young is gonna be, so which one of those Carter's gonna come off the bench? That doesn't make much sense.
I think Young will start and Carter will come off the bench. Is what
Satoransky, I liked as a glue. You know, I liked him in Washington. He was a glue guy, and Washington was so dysfunctional. Everybody that left there, but if we, they, I don't know. It doesn't make much sense for him. And they got, you know, Ryan
Arkadiakonin.
Arkadiakono for 3 years as well, and Luke Kornet.
Thaddeus Young left the Pacers. The Pacers did a whole lot of cleaning up to do. Now let me just talk about who they lost. They lost Thaddeus. They lost Bojan Bogdanovic. Darren Collison retired, which just shocked everybody. Corey Joseph, Tyreke Evans was suspended. Wes Matthews went to the Bucks, and Kylo Quinn, you already mentioned, went to Philadelphia. So they had to do a little bit of cleaning up. T.J. Warren, Malcolm Brogdon in a sign and trade. Jeremy Lamb for 3 years, $32 million. TJ McConnell. Now they have three TJs on the team. There's your, and then they drafted Goga Biatazi at or Batazi. Oh, I screwed up that name. The European big man as a rookie. So how did you feel about this team?
They did really good to stock up, considering they lost Bogdanovich and
Young.
Collison.
Yeah, and well, Collison.
I
I
mean,
mean,
Brogdon is gonna be—he's a huge. They paid for him. They got paid 2 firsts and a second or something.
yeah, and we talked about how there were going to be changes in Indiana regardless because they had so much free agency and so much space. It's just a matter of did they use the space right? And some people would say 4 years, $85 million for Malcolm Brogdon is quite a lot.
That is quite a lot, considering Oladipo's coming back and he'll be entrenched as the starter. So,
It'll be a good defensive team though, with him and Miles Turner and the Domantas Sabonis like that, and then they got a little bit more of offensive punch with Warren and Lamb. So it's
Oh,
going to
and
be a different team.
yes, and then Utah also stocked up to also be favorites in the West because they, like we said, got Bogdanovich and they traded for Mike Conley.
I'm not as big of a fan of the Jazz as everybody else is sort of like jumping in on with them. Like I think they'll be better than last year, but I don't think they're a favorite to win the West. I
Yeah,
wouldn't go that far.
they have everything won't be relied on Donovan Mitchell now. You got
I know.
Bogdanovich and Conley. That's a nice team there.
Ed Davis down low to basically replace Derek Favors, because Favors basically got cut loose. And like you said, they already had let go of guys like Korver, Grayson Allen, and Jay Crowder for Mike Conley. That's definitely a win for Utah in that deal. You know, with,
And like you
so.
mentioned, they got rid of Derek Favors, who was scooped up by your New Orleans Pelicans, who
The
also
Pelicans made
stocked
a
up.
bunch of changes. Yeah, I mean they got Zion Williamson, but obviously a lot of that has to do with the what they got in the trade with Anthony Davis, which we already talked about. So, just a new beginning in New Orleans with Jrue Holiday at the lead.
Jrue Holiday, J.J. Redick, Derek Favors, Nicolo Melli.
Yeah, Nicola Melli, who's like a good Euro player who they got for 2 years, $8 million. They also re-signed because they had the cap space and they weren't really going to spend it on anybody else because they had to get to the floor. They signed Darius Miller 2 years, $14 million.
But they got Zion, so that's all that matters.
Yes. We could talk a little bit about Minnesota. I mean, they lost Derrick Rose and they traded Dario Saric away on draft day and they lost Taj Gibson, but they didn't really do much.
Minnesota, they bought upside. They are
Jordan
going
Bell, Jake Lehman.
and Noah Vonleh.
And Shabazz Napier was in the deal too.
And Shabazz. So
yes.
they're going on the upside. We mentioned Malcolm Brogdon going from Milwaukee. Milwaukee was very hard capped, so all they really did was get
they re-signed what they had. They basically kept the band back. They kept the band together.
They got both Lopez's.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got
John Luer in a trade, and they got Wes Matthews.
Wesley Matthews is their replacement. So they took a little step back, but it's a small, small step.
And Nikola Mirotic went to Europe. I mean, what did you think of the deal he got?
That was just, I don't know the specifics of
Barcelona.
Yeah, I don't know how much he got there.
It was somewhere in the neighborhood like $60 million.
That is a huge deal for him then.
talk about standing pat. The Magic kind of did that too. The only real addition they had was Al Farouk Aminu at 3 years, $29 million. But outside of that, they re-signed Vucevic. They re-signed Terrence Ross. They didn't trade Aaron Gordon or Evan Fournier or anybody like that. And they even re-signed Michael Carter-Williams, which shocked me. I thought for sure they would have tried to upgrade at backup point guard behind Carter-Williams, but they didn't really do that.
That was very strange. And they re-signed Terrence Ross, too. I don't understand how Aminu fits.
Kind of the same way that we didn't realize how he fit in Portland, yet he was still able to like make plays and shoot well from the three-point line for them.
He was starting for Portland. So mm-hmm. He's not going to be starting here. You got Vucevic, you just gave $100 million to. You got Aaron Gordon, you just gave $100 million to. And then you have he's not really a three, but you got Terrence Ross and Jonathan Isaac there who you'd think will be getting the majority of the minutes. So it's just strange why they would do that for him.
Mm-hmm. The only other ones that we could talk about really out in the West are the Kings. They made a few moves. Some of them were head scratchers though.
Kings moves were all head scratchers. They had cap room, a ton of cap room, because they made smart deals. And then all of a sudden, we want Trevor Ariza for 2 years. Well, why?
Dwayne Dedman for 3 years and $40 million was a stunner, an absolute stunner.
And Corey Joseph, 3 years for 37. Like, huh?
I think you could have gotten Dedman. I hate to belabor it, but I think you could have gotten him for half that much. You could have gotten him for what Aminu got in Orlando.
It was very... very, very strange for them.
You know, listen, they still got De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield. They re-signed Harrison Barnes. Bogdan is still there. Marvin Bagley. They didn't move any of those guys. The only guy that was key to that team's nucleus that is gone is Willie Cauley-Stein. So they're still going to be a pretty good team with Luke Walton now coaching the team. But just a couple of really strange moves. I felt like they just wanted to make veteran additions, but it felt like they just way overpaid because they had so much cap space and they felt like they just had to use it, you know? And that's how mistakes are made.
Yeah, also, in the West, Houston pretty much standing pat. They ruined their chemistry by saying we're willingly to trade everybody. Oh, we have
signed. Which is funny because they say we're gonna make moves, and Daryl Morey is like shaking his fist. But guess what? They did nothing. Even the Thunder was the other team where you didn't think they were going to make moves, and they promised they would. And then bang, they made a big move. You know,
that was if we get Butler, we'll do the moves. Okay, Clint Capella, bye bye. Oh, well, hey, buddy, we're sorry. We still like you. So
well, the problem is with Chris Paul is that you can't trade the contract. The contract's too big. You know, you could have tried to move him to somewhere like Atlanta or the Lakers. But, I mean, what assets do you have to get in return? That's the biggest problem. And, you know, you're not going to get what you want for Chris Paul. You're going to get pennies on the dollar because he's declining as a player.
Agreed. Phoenix, I think we mentioned Kaminsky. Yeah,
we talked
already.
About them. Yeah, the Grizzlies are in the John Morant era now without Conley. Avery Bradley is still kind of hanging out there. He's one of the last ones that sort of hasn't really made a decision yet. Do you think he'll be back in Memphis?
Probably. There's not much room for him there.
Andre Iguodala is just kind of sitting there.
Well,
do you think he'll still
they're waiting to try to find a trade partner for him.
Mm-hmm, Josh Jackson.
And San Antonio, we forgot to mention.
Yeah, they re-signed to Rudy Gay. They signed Damari Carroll for very small money, 2 years, $13 million. And they signed Marcus Morris, 2 years, $20 million.
So that's a very – got to maintain oldness.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's still a solid team. You know, Patty Mills, Derek White, Davis Bertans. Like, they still got good pieces in place to be a good team. But are they going to be any better than they were last year is the question. And the answer is probably no. Like. But that's not a bad thing, you know. We didn't talk about the Nuggets because they didn't really make any moves. They're going to stand pat because they think that's going to be good enough to win the West. Wow.
Okay, moving to the east then.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, we mentioned, or just dumping grounds for bad contracts.
Cleveland didn't make any moves.
Cleveland did nothing because they had no money.
Yes.
Detroit made a ton of moves. They
Yeah, Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose,
They
Tim
got Tony Snell in a
Frazier,
trade. Yeah.
Markieff Morris.
Mm-hmm.
So they solidified their bench a little bit. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, they'll be slightly better. I'll say that for Detroit. I think they'll be a slightly better team. And then the one that we didn't talk about too much was the Washington Wizards, where they got Ish Smith, Jonathan Simmons, they signed Isaiah Thomas, they drafted Rui Hachimura, and then they took on CJ Miles and Mo Wagner and Isaac
And
Bonga.
yeah, they facilitated that, which they got again. They got super lucky to get three players for nothing, and then they re-signed Thomas Bronze. But it was just you reading about the Wizards. It was like, yeah, you traded for Ariza, and then you decided to tank for the rest of the year, and you're surprised that literally everybody left you.
Do you think Jabari Parker will be back?
No.
Like, they could get him on small money.
They could get him on small money, but it seems that not have happened yet.
Jeff Green, I totally blanked on where he wound up. Where did he go?
I don't know if he's gone anywhere yet.
No, he definitely signed somewhere. I just can't remember where it was. Give me
Oh,
just
was it Cleveland?
if you stall no, if you stall for time, I'll let you know. He went to the Jazz. For $2.5 million, along with Emmanuel Mudiay.
Okay, why not? That just random player, random thing.
Yeah.
So with this season now wrapping up and everything. Are you looking forward to next season now?
This is the most wide open NBA season that you and I have covered. You know, this is the one where, I mean, a lot of people would have felt the same way about 2015 when we first started our show, which is when the Warriors won their first championship and LeBron went back to Cleveland. Some people would have felt that way because Miami was breaking up and no one was sure about if the Spurs could repeat. But the thing is, like, I feel like this season, I mean, Vegas is going to have their odds, and that's just because that's just how they operate. They work by the numbers. But I really do not know who the best team in the NBA is now, right now, Adam. I really don't know.
Oh, you could
You
say
know,
it's the Clippers or the Lakers.
I don't
But
know
after.
how good the Lakers are going to be. Like,
But as long
they're
as you have
so
LeBron and
top heavy.
AD, it doesn't matter. But, like, this year, just looking at it, there's, like, you have, again, the two LA teams. You have Portland. You have Denver. You have Utah. All could make solid cases of being in the finals. And you got Philly, and you got Milwaukee in the East.
Well, let's make one case. Toronto and Golden State are definitely not going to the NBA Finals.
Well, no.
I mean that's a given. And then Cleveland is obviously out of the mix, and so we're going to obviously have new participants again for the second year in a row. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to have just a whole new vibe and a whole new like crew that we're going to be having to look keep an eye on. I think Philadelphia is going to be really good. I think they'll be better than Milwaukee. I'll actually go out of my way and say Philadelphia will probably have the best record in the East.
Oh, of course.
You know.
But that's for our previews. Just sort of wrapping up quickly. Giannis was the player of the year. I don't know if we
Yeah, they did
mentioned
the NBA award show, which was highly predictable. Pascal
Gobert.
Siakam won the most improved player. Gobert won the defensive player of the award, player of the year award for the second year in a row. Rookie of the year was Luka Doncic. And is there one I'm missing? Sixth man of the year was Lou Williams.
Was Lou Williams, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't, nothing was really surprising, but it's still, good for Giannis.
Yeah.
The draft.
Deserved it. Deserved it.
The draft, it was hard to cover because it was such a blah draft for everybody. You can't say, well, that's a terrible pick because somebody's 14 is somebody else's 40.
Yeah, and we're not, in summer league, you saw Zion for one game and then he bumped knees with somebody and then and the Pelicans were like, "Okay, it's over." So you're not going to see much of him. DeAndre Hunter, they're still waiting on the AD trade to be finalized, correct?
Yeah,
So
that's the
we haven't seen
weirdest.
him. We haven't seen Jackson Hayes. And some of the other players like Rui Hachimura with the Wizards and I'm kind of interested in seeing Sekou Doumbouya. I want to see how good he actually is.
Yep, he will. I don't know if he. Well, we'll see how he does. But
Yeah.
Any final thoughts about the season?
No, I just felt like there was so many seismic shifts in the free agency that it was almost dizzying. I'm glad we were able to kind of cover our tracks and get through it all for this episode, but it was just absolutely absolutely dizzying how many moves were made, especially the first night. I think one of the reports was that more than $1.5 billion changed hands in the first night of free agency because it moved. It used to be midnight, and they moved it to like 6 p.m. Eastern time of June 30th.
And of course, there's no tampering. All these, you know,
Of course, there's no tampering. I mean, there's just no reason why Kyrie Irving going to Brooklyn was just not known, and Kemba Walker going to Boston was just a gimme before we even like got through Saturday.
Kemba
like,
wanted some lobster. He flew up to Boston, just happened to be there. So he said, "I'll sign a deal."
Yeah.
Who knew? But you know, we had fun doing it this year.
It was a good show, or a good season overall for the show. I felt like there was a little bit of a little bit of misdirection throughout the whole season with Kevin Durant, will he or won't he? But the funniest part is that Kevin Durant deciding to leave Golden State turned out to be like the third most intriguing story out of the whole thing, which is kind of shocking. Would you agree?
Yep, I agree, and we could safely announce we'll be back for season 6.
I believe so, unless the overlords decide it's just time to wrap it up.
Well, if they're putting a Democratic political show on, I mean,
I think we'll be okay.
Yeah,
unless you and I want to do the Democratic political show, and no. Jump on there, you know,
a hard pass.
I can bring you to Pop Goes the Movies. You know, I get invited to that every now and again.
We could do songs with friends and
we could try to cross it over. You know. You know, it's like when they cancel your show and then you have to, but you're still employed by the company, so they have to sort of like direct you back towards other things and like podcast appearances and things like that. You know, it's kind of like that. It's like what happened to all them Grantland folks when they cut Grantland out.
Well, half of them went to The Ringer, the half went to Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report, or they just started getting their own podcast like Zach Lowe did and Jalen Rose did and Dave Jacoby and all that crew. Yeah, so... But we're going to keep the ride going as long as we can. It's been fun. It's been a fun ride. I don't feel
it's
like
been
stopping
fun.
It yet.
This was episode 183, so we'll be back in 6 to 8 weeks around end of August, early September for some previews.
Yeah, anybody knows with NBA Twitter, it never ends. There's always things going on. So
it doesn't end, but we're ending for now.
Okay. On behalf of Adam Murray, this is Andrew Reich. Salutations.
Consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content, offering tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these great shows, plus archives of our past podcasts from over the past 8 years as well, by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and much more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping. And we want to thank our friends at Boneheads, Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture.